Share number 5. The Chayvus Avavus continues. We're talking about a person who is Beiteach only in his shrewdness and his brilliance and in his riches and not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away those riches from him. Continues the Chayvus Avavus V'gami Miskayim Ha'oysher B'yadoi. And even if it's possible that the riches remain in his hand, it's possible that he will not be able to even benefit from the money. Like Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham and Kela said, "Isha asher yitin lo alikim oisher nechasim, v'lo yashlitenu alikim lechol mimenu." Hashem doesn't give him the rulership to be able to lechol mimenu, to enjoy it. So what is it? Via oisher biyadei betur pikadain, shebal of shomer isay mikol nezek at sheyachzor lemishu roilei. So if he can't benefit from it, so why does he have it? Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants him to collect all these riches as a pikadain. He's going to hold on to it until Hakadosh Baruch Hu decides who's the one it's supposed to go to, and it'll be transferred. K'moshe Nemar. Like Kehela said, "V'lachoyti nosan inyan lesa v'lichnois losis l'toyv lifnei alikim." Hashem gave the sinner, the chayte, a fixation to collect money. Why? In order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give it to the one he sees fit. Why is the person called a sinner? Because this person is not a beteach b'Hashem. And not a beteach b'Hashem is a chayte. Why is he rich? Why is he deciding to run after riches? And even though, for whatever reason, he can't benefit from them, there was a person, Mr. Howard Hughes. Mr. Howard Hughes was a fabulously wealthy person, and he owned estates and hotels, and he had wealth and fame. And one day he woke up and he had obsession with germs. He thought he was going to die from exposure to them. And he basically had doctors and scientists create a bubble where he could live safely, a special room. You couldn't go in there without being sanitized. They would bring him his food. It was organic and whatever it was. And he became like a hermit. So here, this person had unbelievable wealth, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him not to have any enjoyment from his wealth. All he had is fear and phobias that the germs would get him. And he died, a person who was very broken and not enjoying his wealth. Continues the Chayvus HaLevavos. Benemar zechelik adam rasha imitzver ka'ofer kesef vechachoymer yochin malbush yochin v'tzadik gilbush v'chesef naki yachlik. Another pasuk in Eiv that brings out this idea that sometimes a rasha will gather a lot of money and a lot of clothing, and eventually all this is here just as a preparation to give to a tzadik that he should have it all. V'itachin gam, and another option, says the Chayvus HaLevavos, Shiyamamin HaGoyrim Shoraosei Va'avdanashei. Sometimes Hashem gives a person wealth, and the wealth is the cause of destroying him. K'may Shenemar HaKasav, like the Pasuk says, Yesh Roa Chayla Ra'isi Tachas HaShamesh Oishir Shomer Leval V'Rasei. I've seen wealth that's intended for the damage of a person. Look around, people who have a gambling addiction. Poor people who don't start off with money, they don't lose everything in Las Vegas or in the gambling in the casinos. But there's hundreds and thousands of people who got wealthy somehow, have some money, and they go and they lose it all. And look what happens. Some of them commit suicide, they ruin their lives, and they wish they never had that money l'chatchila. And even the Goyim have said that money is the root of all evil. I mean, the root of all evil, but look what it could cause. So that is Oisher Shomer Levalev L'Rasoi. Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, he ends off this paragraph and this idea, Harei Shalei Titachin La'adam Menuchas HaNefesh Midai Gais Elam Hu Beteach B'Hashem. It's impossible for a person to have Menuchas HaNefesh from his worries unless he is a Beteach B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unless he's a Beteach B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have to qualify something. This question was posed to Rabbi Rubinstein. He said, so you're saying, is being rich a bad thing? I mean, it's really going out against people who have money. So he says, of course not. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give you the money and you use it properly, of course it's not a bad thing. The problem is when it causes you to run after things and run after narishkeit and frivolous things, and also if you think that it's your efforts instead of Hashem that are bringing you the riches, that's what the Chayiv HaSelvav is talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarach a person that he's zaycha to have Ashiras, so Avada, he has to use it properly. He knows what he is. He's a Gizbar. He knows it's not his efforts. He's a Betech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides for him and what's going to happen to him and how he's going to use his money is all dependent on his Betech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you don't have all these psukim that Shlomo HaMelech is talking about, the riches and the Aisha Shamar Lebalav, and it's going to go to someone else, and you won't be able to be nana from it, and all these types of things. These are for the people, like we said, the Chayte, the Rasha. But a person is Beteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knows that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he's going to use it in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to use it, and he's going to serve Hashem in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to serve Hashem, and it's not going to shter his Avodas Hashem, it's only going to enhance his Avodas Hashem. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. And that is not, and that is what a Betech Bashem does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, like the Mesil Sharm says, there's Nisayanis in life. Anias is a Nisayan. Ashiras is a Nisayan. What are you going to do with your Nisayan? All that we're talking about over here is to bring out that if a person doesn't have Bitachon, and he relies on his Chachma, and he relies on his shrewdness, and he relies on his efforts, and he relies on his history, the last however many years that he was successful, his track record, etc., and all of these things, or he relies on other people, and he relies on other things, so then that is a person that we're talking about over here. And again, like we qualified last time, we're not talking about a person who doesn't know. We're talking about a person who knows and chooses not to be a Beteach. These Shiurim and the Sefer Chayis HaLevavos is to teach us the proper perspective. We who are Amaratzim in this and don't know what the proper perspective and are coming to learn it, we're not yet faulted for all of these things. That's our job in learning the Chayis HaLevavos, to put things into the proper perspective.